You are listening to the Unexpected Adventures in North Alabama podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Welcome back to this episode of Unexpected Adventures in North Alabama. Today, we're here with Connie Pearson, author of 100 Things to Do in North Alabama Before You Die. Thanks for being here today, Connie.
Really glad to be here. This is a great opportunity.
I'm excited to talk to you. So before we jump in, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I actually majored in piano performance and music education in college. But I've spent much of my life teaching music, playing for churches, and I've lived in North Alabama for more than 60 years of my life.
Oh, wow.
But then after our three children were grown and married, my husband and I moved to Ecuador and served as missionaries in the Andes Mountains for 4 years. So I've had worn several hats. I've been a travel writer and a freelance blogger since 2015. And one of my proudest titles, though, is grandmama to 15 amazing grandchildren, ages 1 to 21.
That is so cool. And seeing you on Facebook, you know, I've mentioned before that I would like to be an honorary grandchild because of your, you call them cousin camps, right?
Yes,
in the summertime.
Right.
Yeah. Where all your grandkids come and y'all do so many fun things. So that's amazing.
We try to get, they come from three different states. And so we make a deliberate effort to get them together.
Oh, they are going to remember that forever. And then hopefully do it when they have grandkids someday.
That's what we hope. It certainly is.
That is so cool. So let's just jump right in then. What inspired you to write this book?
Well, Malia, of course, living here for so long, I know that it's a wonderful place. But as I started as a travel writer and I was going to all kinds of other states and seeing the best that they had to offer, I thought, you know, we've got very similar things where I'm from Indian mounds to restaurants to museums and all that kind of stuff. So I was motivated to tell my readers what was good about our part of the country. And I knew that I could make it as good as any of those other places. But during the pandemic, when no one was going anywhere, I learned about the series that Reedy Press puts out, 100 Things to Do in the various cities around the country.
Yeah.
And during that same time, I learned that Huntsville was now the largest city in the state. And when I pitched Huntsville to the editor of Reedy Press, I didn't want the book to be about just Huntsville.
Mm-hmm.
When I assured him that everything in the book would be within a reasonable drive of Huntsville, then he agreed. So the title is actually 100 Things to Do in Huntsville and North Alabama Before You Die. And then I knew that when people started venturing out again, they would want to stay pretty close to home or begin with just day trips. So I had plenty of suggestions for that in that department. And as I researched, I found places that were new to me, which it was kind of amazing since I had lived here so long. So all of those things worked together to make me want to write the book.
Yeah, that is so cool. Yeah, we hear a lot from, you know, just comments on the podcast, a social media post of, you know, people who've been here for a long time. Like, I didn't know this was here. So,
Yeah.
And that's so cool, though, that it took going to other places to see, you know, what you have in your own backyard.
Right.
Well, if y'all follow the Find Your Flow in MoCo podcast with Danielle and Natasha, you'll know that Connie has been on one of their episodes and she talked a lot about the Decatur attractions and things to do. So today we're going to talk more about the things outside of Decatur and the rest of North Alabama with Connie. So Connie, what outdoor activities do you recommend for visitors in North Alabama?
Well, my husband would be the first one to say you need to go fishing on the Tennessee River. So anything involving the water in North Alabama is good. Fishing and boating on the river, on Wheeler Lake, on Wilson Lake, Lake Gunnersville, Smith Lake, all of those places. You can catch some trophy bass and you can ski to your heart's content. So the river is definitely a place you should go. And then the mural trail. I love public art.
Yes.
And the mural trail is just growing by leaps and bounds. Mm-hmm. And you can go to all kinds of towns in North Alabama and find their wonderful murals. The barn quilt trail is something I enjoy. You can go on their website, alabamabarnquilttrail.org or com or whatever, and you can find a county that you're most interested in, maybe that's close to you, and go on there driving on their back roads. And then all of a sudden you'll come up on this wonderful barn quilt, and it's like finding Easter eggs, I think, because it's just these beautiful pops of color.
Yeah.
Now, I also like Friday nights from May to October.
Yes.
You can go first Friday in Florence and third Friday in Decatur and mm-hmm. fifth Friday in Athens. Or there's one in Gadsden. There's one in Cullman. I think Cullman is second Friday. Mm-hmm. And you can just walk down the middle of their main street and see all their stores and eat in their restaurants and visit through there. Now, Spring Valley Beach near Aniana is a great place for outdoors. And Point Mallard Aquatic Center in Decatur. The Wheeler National Wildlife Refuge is wonderful every time, all the times of year. Mm-hmm. And we have these great state parks, the Wheeler, Gunnersville, DeSoto, and Cheehaw State Parks. And I would also recommend the scavenger hunts that they have. Madison, you go looking for the little trains. And in Huntsville, it's the ducks. And in Decatur, it's the turtles. But and the Huntsville Botanical Garden is exceptional.
Yes.
It is just beautiful any time of year. And then the Land Trust of North Alabama has preserved thousands of acres spread over six counties. And they have 105 trails.
Wow.
Spread out over that land trust. If you could see me in person, you could see that I'm not a big trail girl. I'm more of the restaurant person, but those trails are available for families and couples or just people who love to get out in nature. So those are my recommendations.
Well, those are some amazing outdoor activities. So keeping with that outdoor theme, what are some stops that sports fans should make in North Alabama?
Oh, well, our new big one, of course, is the Trash Pandas stadium in Madison. And that's just getting rave reviews. And even if the team is doing poorly, I think they entertain the crowd just wonderfully.
Yes.
But actually, the team is doing well. So that's a very popular one. The Robert Trent Jones Golf Trail, we have several of those in North Alabama. The Goose Pond Colony Golf Course is great. The Jesse Owens Museum and Memorial Park in Danville. If you love history of great sports people, that mm-hmm. would be a good place to go. Now, thrill seekers might want to go to Skydive Alabama in Vinemont.
Ooh.
Now, I have not personally jumped out of a plane, but I hear it's exhilarating. So that's a possibility.
Yeah, I'm going to take their word on that.
Yes, yes. I hear it's wonderful.
Yeah.
But also, I would just say the high schools on Friday nights, mm-hmm. these people in North Alabama love their high school sports. And you go to a stadium like here in Hartsell, I mean, that place is rocking on Friday nights for people who love it, love football. And then, of course, you have your basketball games in the winter and mm-hmm. softball and baseball. So local teams, local high schools around North Alabama are avid sports people.
Yeah. The Trash Pandas games are so much fun. And there's also the Huntsville Havoc, the hockey
yes.
team in Huntsville.
Yes.
And it's a lot of fun. So, yeah, those are some cool ideas. Awesome. Okay. Well, you mentioned that you're a restaurant girl.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, you can't talk about the best places to go in North Alabama without talking about the best places to eat. So,
exactly.
What are some of the best restaurants in the area and your favorite dishes there?
Well, my book actually only highlights 24 pages of restaurants, but throughout you'll find 60 different restaurants mentioned because I'll say, while you're here, you might want to eat here. And so I slid in 60, but I could have done the whole book about restaurants. But probably some of my favorites would be Tom Brown's in Madison. I particularly love their redfish topped with crawfish Julie, which is delicious. Of course, they do wonderful steaks, and they even fly in seafood from Hawaii, which has never been frozen, and it's wonderful. But Bob Gibson's in Decatur probably gets one of my top votes. Yeah. That pork sandwich is wonderful. The chicken with white sauce, which North Alabama made white sauce famous. The pies. I mean, I'm telling you what, the coconut and chocolate, peanut butter, and lemon pies are wonderful. I had a chance to interview the pie lady one time, and those pies get ordered by many people. She recalls a time at Thanksgiving when there were orders for 700 pies.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. And also the Brunswick stew is just unique there. Mm-hmm. If you go to Greenbrier in Madison, the hush puppies will just amaze you. They're light and a little bit of onion, and it's great with fried catfish. And in the Freight House in Hartsel, I love their poulet de Normandie and their strawberry pretzel salad. And if you go down to Coleman, to All Steak, you got to go for the orange rolls.
Oh, yes.
Amazing. And Simp McGee's is a great place with their New Orleans-style seafood dishes. So, we've just got tons of great places.
Yeah, we could go on and on. And maybe that's your next book, is the best restaurants in North Alabama.
There you go. I think there's a need.
I think so too. And if you need someone to go along with you to, take pictures of your food, things like that, I'll sacrifice for you.
And taste test. Oh, sounds great. Sounds great.
Yeah. A little fun fact about the pies at Bob Gibson's. My great aunt, I mean, this was years and years and years ago. I was a kid when she did this, and she's no longer with us, but she used to make the pies at Bob Gibson's. So I have a little connection to the making of the pies.
Yes. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's a lot of pies, 700. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we've got the food pretty well rounded out there. What are some notable historic sites in the area that you would recommend?
Well, Ivy Green around Florence is a must because of the story of Helen Keller. It's her birthplace. It's the place where she finally understood the word water. She was a childhood illness caused her to go blind and deaf. Of course, she struggled then to communicate and had a wonderful teacher, Annie Sullivan. And that's just an inspiring place to visit. Another one I would recommend is Pond Spring. It's the home of General Joseph Wheeler. And he was called Fightin' Joe, although he was only 5 feet 2 inches tall and weighed 128 pounds. But he was a hero in the Civil War and in the Spanish-American War and was actually buried in Arlington. Now, he's one of only two Confederate generals that were buried in Arlington. And it's because of his other heroic feats in the other wars. And he was a U.S. House of Representative. He was a congressman for several terms. So his place is a great one. And they've got the original furnishings and lots of artifacts there. Tom's Wall in Florence is an inspiring place. It was dedicated to a Native American woman. As a matter of fact, it's the largest memorial to a Native American woman.
Wow.
And Tom Hendricks made it in honor and memory of his great-great-grandmother, who was carried away during the Trail of Tears. And she was carried all the way to Oklahoma. But she wanted so badly to get back to the river that sings. It's what she called the Tennessee River. And she spent 5 years walking back from Oklahoma.
Wow.
And so he put a stone for every step that she supposedly made on her walk back from Oklahoma. And this is the largest unmortared wall in the United States. I actually got to talk to Tom before he died and heard him talk about how he created the wall. And his famous quote there is he wore out 3 trucks, 22 wheelbarrows, 38 pairs of gloves, 3 dogs, and 1 old man creating that wall. And it's really a special place. So I would recommend. He spent over 30 years creating it.
Wow. That's so amazing. Yeah, I never got to hear him tell his stories. And people always said it was a very moving experience to hear him talk about it. So
right. So it's still there and still available to go and go and walk through.
Yeah, that is really cool. Well, those are some amazing places to visit. And we know that you have to have a favorite. So what is your favorite stop in North Alabama?
Well, I have to admit, it just depends. It really depends on if I have grandchildren with me. Yeah. Then I'm probably going to want to take them to Cook Museum. It's a fabulous museum. Or Harmony Park Safari has got to be one of the funniest places to take grandchildren. Yes. When you drive through and those animals come to the windows and they're licking and they're sticking their heads in and they're wanting the food, those grandkids go nuts. They're just squealing and it's just such fun. Or, of course, the U.S. Space and Rocket Center is also a great place. So if I have grandkids, I think about those places.
Yeah.
Also, if I'm with the grandkids, a performance at the Princess Theater in Decatur, if especially if the grandkids are on the stage doing something there, that's all fun. But if I'm with my husband, I'll probably want to go to maybe Commerce Kitchen in Huntsville for brunch or dinner at Cotton Row or maybe walking down the middle of Main Street on Saturday of Depot Days in Hartselle.
Oh, yeah.
Those are fun. So it just, like I say, it depends. If I'm with my girlfriends, I might be wanting to shop on Bank Street or Second Avenue. Yeah. With my husband on a romantic night, then it's probably a wonderful restaurant. Or with my grandkids, it's going to be some fun treat like that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that is very cool. Well, thank you so much for being here today, Connie. Do you want to tell people where they can find your book and then find you on social media?
Well, theregoesconnie.com is my blog, and it has a link to books where you can order. Okay. Or There Goes Connie Facebook page, There Goes Connie Instagram, anything There Goes Connie. But if you just want to go in and buy it, of course, you can get it through Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Or you could walk into Harrison Brothers Hardware in downtown Huntsville, and they keep a supply of my books there, too. So, so those are some options for getting the book.
Yeah, and I highly recommend this book because it's basically, I mean, it's a bucket list, and it's already made for you. So you just go right through and just check them off.
Right. And as it said, before you die, do those 100 things. And then we can start on another 100.
That's right. And we're going to be looking out for your best restaurants book coming out.
Okay. Gotcha.
We've given you some inspiration here.
Good. Sounds great.
Well, great. And remember, if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, to make sure that you subscribe and leave us a review because we're doing a contest on how many reviews we get. So we'll be giving away some swag there. And North Alabama's social platforms are linked in the description. And we thank you all for joining us. And we'll be back next time with more about North Alabama adventures. This has been another episode of the Unexpected Adventures in North Alabama podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Malia Hames and produced by Relic.